Happy Wednesday, happy hump day. These weeks are coming by too freaking fast. It's already freaking Wednesday. Oh my gosh. How was your week, Kevin?
I'm looking for Harry to come get me off the plantation.
You still on that plantation shit?
It's the only way I can get my money. I have to go to the plantation.
You know what? I was thinking after we were talking about that plantation shit. Man, your ass will not be in the field next to me. You'll probably be a server serving lemonade or iced tea or something.
Who the fuck is you calling light skin, nigga?
You lighter than me. Anybody lighter than me is light skin. I'm dark. So listen, my ass will be in the field with some nappy hair, scarf, baby on my back, probably.
Hey, let me tell you cotton. Something. Just because you're in the field, that don't mean Mister ain't gonna come look at you.
I'm sure they will. What a goddamn light-skinned baby with my dark complexion. That ain't gonna look right.
It don't matter what color I am. I'm be waiting on Harriet. I got to be free. I got to go.
I know, right?
I'm thinking. Man. I'm thinking, God, it's Wednesday, man. Two more days and it's a wrap.
Right. Well, power. Two people left. Have you been watching it?
So, Tommy ain't the shooter.
The expression you thought it was Tommy?
I never thought it was Tommy. I still think it's Tyree.
I don't think it's him because
if it ain't Tyree, it's the new female that he was the chick from the campaign.
But she wasn't in the lineup. It has to be somebody from the lineup, and the two people
does
left
it
is Tasha.
Does it? Does it have to be somebody from the lineup?
Yeah, that's what they said, like on the after show or whatever.
So, I know that, I don't think that Tommy would shoot Tyree, but I know he would point that thing and squeeze on Tasha.
Right, because he just had that brawl with her, so he probably was shocked like, bitch, what? Like, I should have shot you when I shot you. I'm thinking it's Tasha, but at the same time, I don't know, maybe it's both of them, fuck. Well, anyway, let me ask you this, and we do have a guest with us, so I'm gonna ask Renee as well, but let me ask Renee first. Okay, Renee, this is our little icebreaker. So if you had the chance to start over at 19, what would you do different?
I think I had said I wish I knew about credit sooner. I distinctly remember applying for a Discover card that came faithfully in the mail with no problem. Something about not having a job and being young and irresponsible and going to college, they send you a credit card. And that's pretty much how it happened.
Oh, really? But yeah, I mean, 7 years is gone, so you're good.
18? No, I'm not good.
You're not. Wait a minute now. So, are you saying you had a credit card back then? You're not saying you still got it today and it's messed up on your credit, are you?
No. My credit's not good right now, but that's not the reason.
Well, you know I fix credit.
I do know that. So, again, that's why I'm saying I wish I would have knew back then, because I would have never even done what I did that started this.
Well, I fixed credit, so if y'all didn't know, then, I mean, I have do-it-yourself kits, but we'll get into that later. Kevin, what about you? 19, what would you do different?
Condoms.
Don't say nothing else after that. I know where this is leading, and that's just not right. Okay, well, let me ask you this. At what point would you start? Married or just none at all?
No, I would start at marriage. I'm being completely honest.
Oh, okay.
I would start at marriage.
You know what I did when I had my first baby at 18? I said to myself, I am not having another kid until I get married. And I had another kid and I was not married.
Listen, you was 18, right?
Yeah, with my first one.
Okay, so you thought you knew what life was, but you really didn't at the age of 18, right?
I was speaking it into existence.
Okay, so listen to me when I say this.
Mm-hmm.
I was 14 turning 15.
What?
I was 14 going on 15. Baby mom was 16.
Oh. Dang, y'all.
Well, Sheila, you still did good. I mean, look at the age gap.
Yeah, but I mean, I was like 35, 36 with, you know, more kids.
Yeah.
But
I remember one time you said, I wait till I go old to have all of these kids.
Right. Like,
but that's what you're supposed to do, because when you're older and you have kids, you have more patience.
Can we do it at 29 though? Like, I was 35.
Well, listen, I'm thinking the around the age 30. You know, like,
yeah, you're right. Early 30s.
Yeah, early 30s, because you've gotten that 20s out your system. And once you don't say that, Sheila. What's
the It's a lot of people that plan their children, so
yeah.
That might be why they have them a little older. Yeah, you thought you couldn't, right? Because all that time you hadn't.
You're right. But I did get never mind, I'm not gonna go there. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kevin.
God, please, God, pray for her. Anyway, you know, once you got in the 20s out of your system, you know, that's when you start, when you hit your 30s, that's when you start really trying to settle down. You should be somewhere far along in your career. And it's, right. You know.
But yeah. I know at age 30, I said to myself, I want to buy my first house. I was married at a young age, so at that, I was like, fuck that. I want to buy my first house at 30. And I bought two houses like a week apart.
If we have some young people listening to this, man, buy your house in your 20s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get my daughter to now, but she's like, why?
And that's funny you say that, because I have a coworker and I'm trying to tell him, he's like 23, 24. And I'm like, yo, you need to buy a house now. And he said the same thing. Why?
Yeah, why? My daughter said, why?
And I said, our other coworker, white guy that works four stations down, he's 23 and he just bought his home. So by the time he's 45,
it's going to be paid off.
Yeah, right. It's going to be paid off. That
15 year.
I'm just.
And pay that extra payment at the end of the year? Man. Now, I didn't tell y'all what I wanted. Like, if I had to start over at 19, I would have invested in real estate sooner and not wait until I was 30. Because when I said I bought the two houses, I was getting into investment and I was 30. But I should have started at 19.
Okay. But you wasn't. A lot of us are not taught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to. Well, you know, I was in ATL, so I had to like pay for training and all of that stuff, because nobody wants to tell you how to become successful. They're gonna charge for their knowledge. So
okay, you can't be mad at them.
No,
and at the same time, we were never taught about credit.
Yeah,
we were never taught that credit is better than money.
Right. I was never taught that. Yeah. I just had to grow up looking at my parents.
Yeah. Our parents didn't tell us nothing about my credit. Not one damn thing. But they'll put something in your name, though.
Right. School.
Thank God I didn't have that problem.
No,
but I know people that have.
I know a lot of people that have.
Yeah.
I think one of the funniest memes I saw was a kid said, if I got to go to bed at 9 and turn the light out there, take the shit out my name. Crazy, but it's sad, crazy, but it's true. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, what we gonna talk about today is Renee's famous post.
Which one was that?
I'm about to tell you what. Yeah, I'm about to tell you what it was, and I just want to let y'all know that Renee is one of our. She's one of our top listeners. She listens to all the podcasts. She's very active in our group, and our group is Let's Talk About It podcast on Facebook. And me and Kevin talking about taking this thing on the road during the summer, y'all. So
exciting.
Yeah, we need y'all support and whatnot. But we're going to do this. But go ahead and introduce yourself, Renee, before we get into this episode.
Okay. My name is Renee Johnson. I'm 46 years old, originally from Johns Island. Moved to Somerville. That's where I met Sheila and most of the people that I graduated. Class of 92, Green Wave. Hey. I now live in North Charleston. No children. In a situationship. Relationship. So that's about it. I'm a caregiver. I've been doing that for about 25, 26 years, child care, mostly the elderly, things of that nature.
Okay. Well, let's just get right into it because I am going to read your post verbatim.
Okay.
And we're just gonna, you know, we're not gonna, now, you're a big girl, so.
Oh, yeah.
We're not gonna make you feel any kind of way. We're just gonna talk about it because you're not the only person that's going through what I'm about to read. It's more people out there that's going through what you're going through, and they probably don't know who to talk to because they feel that people are gonna look at them different or judge them. But we freaking adults, so we could talk about whatever. And, you know, give each other some advice or, you know,
absolutely.
We can also learn from one another as well. So don't ever think that somebody is better than you. They got a better situation than you and they can't learn from you because everyone can learn from one another.
And if you need somebody to talk to, my 1-900 number is about to go through.
And he might be serious too.
I'm so dead ass. You think this is a joke, but
900, that's money.
My 1-900 number is about to go through. I'm working it out. Yeah. So it's call Kev and ask Kev anything, and you don't have to tell me your name. And I'm gonna help you work through these problems you got.
Well, let me go ahead and read her topic real quick. Again, the topic is straight from our Facebook group. Let's Talk About It podcast. Y'all follow us on Facebook. Okay, so here's what Renee said. All right, she said, let's see how you guys and gals feel about this question. Ladies, if you are in a relationship but y'all don't live together, do you still expect him to help you with bills? And men, if you are in a relationship with a woman that you don't live with, do you still help her with her bill? Why or why not? Wow. And I think I was the first one to say something.
Hold on. Let me repeat this so I can make sure I got this right. The question is to the ladies, if you're in a relationship with a man and y'all don't live in the same household, do you expect him to help with the bills? And for the fellas, if you don't live with your lady, but y'all in a relationship, do you give her money for her bills?
Right.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Sheila, what do you think? Let me hear your opinion.
Well, I was in the situation, as I mentioned. He had my own place, and the guy that I was talking to, he was my boyfriend, and he just got out a he just left his wife. The relationship was over. It was a done deal. He left. So, of course, he didn't move in with me because, you know, I have two small children. So, I was in a situation where I was able to maintain, but at the same time, you know, hair, nails, all of that stuff, you know, that's always put on the back burner when it comes to my household and my children. So, I never asked him for anything, but he's seen, you know, he knows, you know, what I like to do, blah, blah, blah. So I never had to ask for any money. Sometimes I had to ask, but he would always give it to me with no problems. And he didn't live with me. So my situation turned out to be that he was there for me when I needed him. We lived in two separate households. He had his own place. I had my own place, but he was at my house majority of the time. So he wouldn't freely like be like, well, here's $200 on the light bill, blah, blah, blah. But he would bring grocery. He would be like, well, what do the kids need? He would be like, do you want to go out somewhere? He would be like, are you okay? Do you need gas? And I would be like, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. I'll take, or whatever the case may be. So I was straight in that situation.
Okay.
So Kevin, have you ever been in a relationship where you guys were in two different places and you felt the need that you had to give her money or whatever?
I never felt the need that I had to.
Okay.
But when a relationship is just something you do.
Now, do you think it depends if you have kids or not? Because Renee mentioned, she don't have kids.
What's that got to do with any damn thing?
I'm asking you, do you think that depends? Like,
no, that, listen, that... that has nothing to do with a damn thing. If you're in a relationship with somebody, two adults, y'all vibing, y'all rocking with each other, and y'all in a relationship, like, y'all depend on one another, you know? It doesn't matter if you got kids or not.
Basically, you're saying it should pretty much be automatic.
I don't want to say automatic because that's like saying common sense. It ain't nothing common about sense. You understand what I'm saying? But if you're dealing with somebody,
she shouldn't have to ask, pretty much.
If you're dealing with somebody and y'all been dealing for a minute now, the only thing that matters is the time. Like, y'all been just kicking it for like a month. I mean, don't start asking for nothing and don't start looking for nothing. But if y'all been dealing for a while, and a while means y'all done seen some seasons change. You dig what I'm saying? Birthdays, holidays, all that done went by. That means y'all been rocking for a minute. You shouldn't have to ask, man. Like, come on. Right. For real?
Okay, well, what if that man is looking at your living, you know, your lifestyle? You know, like me, for instance.
I'm not talking about just the money for hair and nails and shit like that. I'm not even. Yeah, I'm. Let me get this
well,
clear.
Well, money
I'm not...
is money. I mean, you could get it and do whatever. But what I'm saying is,
Sheila, don't
it
get
also
your
depends.
Don't get your ass pushed down like we was in kindergarten. Let me tell you right now. We can, because you with that, money is money. It don't matter what it's.
No,
for.
I have, hey, like different scenarios. Is what I'm trying to say.
Don't get pulled up on at the hair salon, and get told about yourself in front of the rest of the hairdressers.
I might be laughing with them.
Okay, but I'm being for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because if you feeling that person, and they got ambition, and you know that they about their business, but they just need some help. Yeah, I'm going to go pay that bill for you. I'm going to take care of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to take care of that.
Well, it is just...
What I was trying to say, is it the man himself? Like, you got some men that are just doers, and you got some men that just ain't gonna do.
I was just about to say, it is just crazy how some men think differently. I've been in situations where I had to ask for shit. I mean, like, my own money didn't even match her. Like, he would get upset if I tried to pay for something.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But this was an older gentleman, and that really shouldn't have anything to do with it. But to say now, like, okay, I understand if you don't have it at a certain point in time, but just because, okay, I figured out how to pay this bill because you didn't have the money, you ain't worrying about, okay, well, does she still need the money? Or just because she figured out a way to get it on her own, she don't need nothing from me now? It's like I shouldn't have to ask.
Are you finding yourself asking for
it? Yeah, absolutely. That's where this whole question came from, because I was fucking frustrated.
You was frustrated because this cat, this gentleman wasn't trying to help out?
I was upset because I knew that he would. Now, when he didn't have it, I understood that. Because I was trying to be patient, trying to give him time to get his, you know, get himself together and whatnot. You working a full-time job now. You've been doing that for like 3 going on 4 months.
Hey, Renee, I'm gonna ask you some grown-ass people questions. So no feelings involved in this shit. Okay. I'm just being honest. Was you giving him some pussy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Was that really a question, Kevin?
There go the problem. Listen.
Renee, I think you need to give a little more background on this guy, like how long y'all was talking before you start getting into anything else.
Obviously, they've been dealing for a little hot second.
Yeah. I mean, we've been a little more background.
7 months. 7 months.
7 months?
How did y'all meet?
Through a mutual friend. Me and him were both single at the time, and she thought that we would have been good for each other. So she actually brought him to my house, and that's how I met him.
Okay, what was his goals in life?
Well, at the time, he was working at...
No, what did he specifically say? What are his goals in life? Not what you think, but what did he say?
He said that he's trying to get a house.
Okay.
He's divorced. So after he divorced, he moved back home.
How long?
Back home where? Back home where?
Yeah. Home as in his mother's house.
Okay. How long was he living with his mother?
4 years maybe.
Oh gosh, I was about to spit out my drink. Oh, I thought you was gonna say 4 weeks or 4 months, but you said 4 years.
No,
and he's trying to
no.
get a house. It don't take 4 years to get a house.
Oh,
let me say this. That's why I.
He needs a 5-year plan.
That's why I really say, is it the man?
No, it's you, Renee. You need to cut him off, pussy, and everything else. Are you serious, woman? When you said 4, I thought I'm going with Sheila. I thought you were going to say 4 months. I was looking for 4 months. When you said four years, I damn near almost choked on my spit.
Like, I almost spit out my drink.
No.
Goddamn microphone.
And it could have very well been longer than that. I'm not sure. I know that.
That's the problem right there.
How long?
Since he's been divorced, he has been in other relationships.
How long?
So he wasn't always living at home.
How long?
But when those shit didn't work out, that's what he ended up back at.
How long, truthfully speaking, let's just be honest because we grown folks here. How long before y'all slept with each other after y'all met?
A few weeks.
Oh, shoot, that 90-day thing.
No, it ain't 90 days. She
no,
said
that
few
was
weeks.
One of our podcasts about the 90 days.
Yeah, I did ask that question.
So
I should, because I was curious. Do people do that? I mean, I ain't saying that I ever did it. I was just curious.
And 90 days don't mean squat. And a few weeks don't mean squat neither. Because
no,
it doesn't. Because you don't know if you're trying to be with this person. You met him, you vibe with him, and boom, you gave him some. He gave you some, and that was a wrap. You had no idea you was going to try to, you know, have a relations with the young man or whatever. But after, so in the 7 months that y'all were together, was there a time when he would do things for you without you asking?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Like, have he ever taken
not a lot.
Out?
We've only been out a few times.
And what do you call out?
He's more of a homebound, like out to eat somewhere.
Like where? What was your first date?
Actually, I guess you can say we really hadn't been on a date. I wouldn't consider that a date.
First date?
You don't remember your first date?
What restaurant?
Well, what I'm...
Yeah, like what restaurant? Or, you know, what y'all do? Walk on the beach or...
We went to like, we went walking. It was like food trucks. And we was just like eating and walking and talking and had a few drinks. And I mean, that's why I'm like, that's really, really not a date.
Okay, so have you ever been?
Maybe that's one of the problems. That's one of the problems because we don't damn go nowhere.
Why do you think that? He don't have the money? He's been with his mom for 4 years, so.
It ain't that he don't have the money. She ain't requiring him to take her nowhere.
Now, that's not true. It is more of him not being able to do it financially.
But why? He lives rent-free.
I don't know that he does live rent-free.
Let me ask you this, Renee. Do you think he's preying on women like you?
No. Okay. I honestly don't think so, only because his situation was different before.
Okay. Because of his divorce, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Did he leave everything to his wife that he had to start over?
Pretty much, right. Yep.
How long ago was that?
I think he's been divorced like 5 or 6 years.
Oh my gosh. Do they have children?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you are divorcing someone with no kids, did they own a house together?
I don't know if they owned the house, but there was a house. And when he left her the house,
he has no assets and no liability because he left everything that he had to his wife and they have no kids. So he should be stable enough to take care of himself, to take care of whoever that he is dealing with, and to be financially independent. So there should not be no excuses of him not having any money. It shouldn't be. That's just my opinion. But let me ask you this, because this makes a difference too. Now, what are your standards in a man when it comes to a man?
Well, it seems like those have been lowered these days. I can tell you what it doesn't the hell matter. It
just
be.
What are they? I mean, it doesn't matter. What are they?
I would like for a man to have his own place, own car, a job that he can take care, you know, of himself. Because if he can take care of himself, then I know there's a chance that he might can help take care of me.
Right.
Or our situation, or, you know, whatever comes in the future.
Right.
Now, at our age, of course, you know, children, that's out of the question. But
No, let me stop you right there. That's not out the question, Renee. Because you could always adopt, but go ahead.
Renee, I'll push her ass down for you later.
No, no, Renee don't have kids, and I know how she feels about kids, but that's not out the question. You can adopt. You could still have kids at your age. So go ahead. So don't exclude children out your life, Renee. You could still be a mother. You are a godmother, and you could still be a mother.
Is true.
So go ahead. That's all I'm trying to say, but go ahead.
Okay.
No, and she's right because I'm looking at you.
Yes, she's right. Yeah. I was thinking more of
she's
like having.
She's a damn good godmother.
I was thinking more of having kids. That's why I said it that way.
Because I'm looking at your Facebook page as I'm listening to you, and I see that you're a Cowboy fan. So that means you got hope. So
I have hope. I have faith. And ain't nobody paying me to be no Cowboy fan.
But go ahead with your standards.
That's loyalty. Okay, so I was just saying, so because of his past or whatever, he is, I'm going to get another house. I want to get a house.
No, I'm talking about yours.
I'm ready. Oh, my
standards. Your standards and
mine. We're finishing up with yours. Then we'll go to his.
Okay, so I said.
You said job, car, stability.
Stability.
That's basic. Yeah, that's what we all want. So.
A loyal man that respects women.
Okay, that's fine.
That's like a couple things rolled into one.
Okay, now do you know his standards? Did he specifically say that he has standards or goals, or what does he want to accomplish in life, or what is he looking for?
He's looking for loyalty as well. Smart woman. Someone that knows what they want.
Okay.
Someone that's not running the streets.
Okay. So, because of his situation, because he don't want someone to run the streets, he could freely tell you, I don't want you to go out this weekend, and you're going to do it. That's what you're going to honor?
Pretty much.
You done lost your mind, woman.
But put it, if he was one that was a runner or a clubber, no, I'm finna sit home, Renee, while you come back. But he don't go nowhere. He's
it
a
don't matter
guy.
What the... Renee, listen to me. You got the right one, baby. It don't matter. It don't matter yeah. What the fuck he do. I apologize, Sheila, but this is real talk. This is the name of the podcast, Real Talk. Listen to me, baby girl.
You're good. We're grown folks here.
He ain't helping out on no damn bill. Nothing. He ain't doing it freely. And if you act, sometimes you might get a little static. And until he doing something for that household, he don't have a damn say about that household. And he doesn't have a damn say about what you do, who you do, and when you do it. Do you understand that?
I understand.
You are going to have to, listen, the man is going to run wild until you put some barriers up, until you give this man
some repercussions. Ultimate. Because, man, her standards are pretty, I mean, I don't want to say they're basic, but that's what every woman wants. I mean, who wants a man with no job or whatever? But the standards are reasonable. They're not out. Oh, Renee is not a materialistic person.
So we're not. Listen, Sheila, listen to me and listen to me carefully when I say this. I'm not talking about the standards, but I'm talking about is what she's allowing him to do.
Right, given, that's what I was about to say. If you're going to have these standards, and if somebody is not going to abide, then there's going to have to be some type of repercussion.
All right, I need you to sit in that chair and listen. Don't rebuttal what I'm about to say. I just need for you to listen. Listening. Back to you, Renee.
Yes.
He can't tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. He cannot. Until he starts contributing to the household. He has no say-so in none. If he really wants to be with you, then he's going to have to man up, step up, and do what a man is supposed to do that wants to be with you. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What is it? If he really wants to be with you, what is the difference of being with you or being at his mama house?
Well, that's why I ask, is he the type of man that...
Hey, woman, I just asked you real quick, like, to sit in your chair and listen for a little bit. Right. Back to you, Renee. You're giving this man power over you and he hasn't earned it. What has he done that he can tell you what to do or where to go? Why are you giving respect and loyalty to somebody that ain't stepped up to be your man?
That's true.
He ain't taking you nowhere. I mean, he ain't really... When's the last time is he actually said, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't have to buy nothing to go nowhere. But then you got a dress and some shoes that y'all can go cut a rug. Hey, it don't cost a lot to go dancing in the smile or whatever, whatever. Somebody getting married, somebody having a party. It don't cost to go to that.
You're right.
It don't.
You're right.
But don't let nobody just come see you at your house. 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 Might do a little dinner once in the blue. Come on with that, man. Have you had dinner with him and his mama at his mama house yet?
Not dinner, but I've been there several times.
Mine to pick him business.
Up. Oh, what? Well, Christmas we did go. I ate at his sister's house, but not at his mother's house, because we had already ate here, and I wasn't hungry when we got there. So, but yeah, I have, you know, the family. We've done the family thing.
And listen to me, because I'm telling you from a man's point of view. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I come to your house and kick it at your house all day long, all day long. But until we start sliding out, going somewhere, doing some things together, man. You up, Sheila?
I didn't ask you this, but do he have kids? I know you said that him and his wife don't, but does he have any outside kids?
He has a 27-year-old daughter that lives in North Carolina.
Okay, so she's independent.
Mm-hmm. She's married. And
them is grown-ass people.
Yep.
There shouldn't be no excuses with this man, Renee. I mean, what I really want to hear from you is when I ask you about his goals, like your first date, this, that, blah, 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 his expectations, you stuttered. So it's like you still don't really know this man. But I really think that you need to get yourself together, because when I ask you about your standards, you gave me some standards and whatnot, but you're not living up to your standards. So it's like you're allowing this man, you got rules, don't get me wrong, you got rules, but you're allowing another man to come into your life. And okay, do he know your standards? Do he know your rules? Do he know what he got to do? Because if he don't, he's going to play by his own rules, and he's going to disregard yours. And if you don't enforce your rules, then he just going to do what he feel like it. So you got to put limitations on yourself, and you got to stand firm, and you need to really take time to yourself and get yourself together before you date. Or and then that's the thing, we had an episode on dating. You need to date. You're a single woman, you need to explore, you need to date, you need to date. And I think a problem with some women is like they don't want to date because they don't want to meet this person, that person, they don't want to get to know them. But that's really important if you're trying to settle down with somebody, because we too old to be out here lonely and by ourselves and whatnot. So you really need to date more. I think you're selling yourself short.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little competition. It'll always make a motherfucker step up.
I think you're selling yourself short. You have standards. You need to enforce your standards, and you need to get out here and date more.
When's the last time this dude took you to the movies?
I don't even know the last time I've been to the movies, period.
No, no, not you. No, listen.
I haven't heard that stuff.
No.
Stuttering, like she, it's
when's
nothing.
When's the last time he took you to the movies?
I had to think. Shit, because I knew it wasn't too much.
No,
I had to think.
You shouldn't have to think, Renee. You should know what you want, when you want, and if you can't give it to me, if you can't give me what I'm asking for, because you're not a materialistic person. Your standards are basic needs, and if somebody can't give you that, you don't need to waste your time with them. Point blank, period. Date them. Don't put no title on them at all.
This ain't even supposed to be your boyfriend. This ain't your boyfriend.
Mm-mm. Right.
Mm-mm.
And if this is about, I don't know, what is this? Do you have feelings for him? Is this love? Is this sex? What is this? Because it's not money. So what Mm-mm. is this? Is it love or sex?
It's love.
You love him?
Yeah, I love him, and he says he loves me.
Okay, well, that love is not paying your bills. So it's a problem.
Girl, I think I'm about to. If I had your phone number, I would Apple Music you Ronnie Bell.
It's a problem, and I'm
you might be sleeping with the enemy.
I'm coming in friend mode right now because, hey, you know, I don't want to say I'm good at this, but one thing about us Aquarians, hey. And our birthday coming up soon too, Kev.
Hey.
Our birthday coming up soon. But one thing about us is we don't fall in love quick. We date, we have fun, we go out, we get to know each other, and that's all Aquarius. You need to goddamn hang out more, date, see what's out there before you put a title on someone.
Renee, when's the last time you and your girlfriends went out?
About a month ago.
Where'd y'all go?
Black Diamonds.
Where's that strip club?
No.
Nah, no.
So what did your boyfriend say about that when you went out with your friends to Black Diamonds?
I don't believe he knows, because that was the night he wasn't here.
So you're not freely to say, hey, babe, we went to Black Diamonds. We had a good time.
Nope.
No, that's going to be a problem.
Oh, no. Girl, I'm about to walk up from this mic, because that's the problem right there. When I'm with somebody, they know what I'm doing.
I was about to say what my girl said, babe, I'm going to Blue Note. Me and my sister. I was like, all right, have a good time, babe. Boom.
If you don't feel comfortable telling your man where you went and how much good of a time you had with your girlfriends, and he gets mad at that, something's wrong with that picture. That's not right.
Of course something's wrong with that. But you know what? But I'm being completely honest. There's a lot of women out there. Real talk.
Yes.
Real talk. There's a lot of women out there. And at one point, there was a point in my life when I was the bad guy. So I can speak on these type of people. Women like for men to, where you going? Hey, I don't need you. Some women like that.
I don't
that
need
shit.
You to ask me what I'm going to tell you.
No. Listen to me. Some women like that shit for men to tell them. I don't know, man.
Okay, that's not a woman. That's a girl.
That ain't what I like.
That's a girl.
Honestly, I was a little shocked for the simple fact that I've never really been in a relationship where the man was jealous.
Oh, Lord. Jealous? What is that?
That what nigga ain't jealous. Mean? That ain't jealous there.
Well, whatever the word is.
No, what you got going on is some shit that you need to put some space. You need to put some space between you and Buddy. Like,
basically because he don't go nowhere, and he said he don't want his woman in no club with a bunch of other niggas.
That's his problem. That's not your problem.
But someone else said he don't want you out there because he knows somebody else gonna snatch you up.
Because you might listen, Nene, you might
snatch you up in a relationship. What? Like,
it don't matter at the club. A man can meet you at the goddamn grocery store.
Anywhere. And that's what I try to say. I'm like, okay, he must have never heard about Jody.
Yeah,
I don't have to be in the street to cheat. I can do that shit at home or at work or where the fuck ever if that's what I want to do. And one of them nights when your ass snoring, I can do that if that's what I want to do.
And Jody ain't just a dude. Jody's a female.
Yeah, Jody. Why? Right. Jody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And Jody can be a female because if you keep hanging out the black diamonds, you'll find out Jody a female.
Kev, you silly.
Baby girl, Black Diamonds is one of the Black Diamonds, Baby Atlanta. Off of Stool
I don't
Avenue.
Think I've been there, but they can't get
really.
Naked, so
I ain't damn seeing them in there like that.
They can't get naked, so that's nothing to do with
that. I don't go like I used to.
It ain't, Black Diamonds ain't a strip club. Black Diamonds is like a little. It's for old Peter Readers, the original old Peter Readers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not a strip club. No. Black Diamonds.
That sounds like a strip club. Black Diamond?
Nah, it's just a little spot. And you know what I'm saying? Lately, it's been more girls with their hat backwards hanging out there.
Young girls. <Wow.
laughs> The only time I really go, when I do go, it's like on Tuesday nights because it's seafood night. So if they do anything and then any other night, I couldn't tell you who be in there.
Wow. You know what? This place is ringing so many bells, but I'm not going to go there. But
but it's a cool spot. No, all bullshit aside. I'm just having
fun. So back to what I was saying earlier. Do you think he prey on women like you?
No. And the reason why I say that is because the same person that introduced us, she knew someone else that he used to date. And that's what I said in his, like, before when things were going on, when he had things.
Renee?
When he had an apartment, when he had a car or two cars or had some more money in his pocket. So that's why I said no, because I don't know her, but I know someone that knows her. And she was probably more of a materialistic person. I mean, you can just tell when you see that somebody that got, you know, the weave and the nails, you just know that that's what they do. Well, they get their hair and their nails done.
Sheila wears.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. You usually can tell because they always have their hair done and their nails done. Something from me seeing her picture, hey. I just know, okay, well, she's probably a little more materialistic like me.
I wouldn't say, listen, and look, shit. I'm gonna speak. I'm gonna speak for the ladies. I'm gonna speak for the ladies that wear the hair.
It sounds funny when somebody else say it.
I'm gonna speak for the ladies that wear the nails in their hair. They might not be materialistic. They just might know what they're gonna tolerate and what they're not gonna tolerate. And some of them just ain't gonna tolerate no man telling them what they can and cannot do, especially if he ain't contributing to nothing in that house. I can't for the life of me understand how y'all don't live together. He ain't helping with no bills, but that nigga can tell you.
Oh my gosh, what's that?
What is that?
Now, I didn't say he didn't do nothing, Nate, but he ain't doing enough.
What was that noise? What was that noise?
That probably, I guess that was me putting a pot in the sink because I ain't did nothing else.
We did call her, so.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you're good.
I was like sitting down the whole time before that.
Okay. Now, how many times have you asked this man for money out of your 7 month relationship?
Usually whenever a bill comes around, and if I see that I'm not going to be able to make the whole payment, I'll ask him if he can help me out. No. And either he'll give it to me or he'll say, when I get paid next week.
So has he ever, he has given you money before?
He has given me money before, yes.
Okay. Now, how yes. often do you ask him, like, throughout the 7 months, how often have you asked him for money?
Okay, so I was saying usually, you know, whenever a bill comes.
Like every month?
For the month, right. Like if it's time to pay the rent.
So it's every month.
Are you able to help me out with the rent this month? Can you help me out with this bill this week? Something on that line.
Okay, so did he start off giving you money and then all of a sudden later on he slacked off?
I would say that. First of all, he never really offered to give me money. He would, you know, bring me something to eat or go get something to eat or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if he sees that I can handle it or if he thinks I can handle it, he's not going to offer.
Right.
Which one has nothing to do with the other.
Okay, because what I'm also thinking is that you're independent and he's looking at you like you're supposed to have these things on your own. Like, you shouldn't be asking him for nothing. Do you think it could be that reason why he used to give you money and now it's like he don't?
No, because I was already living here. So he had to have known that I was already paying my bills at some point. You know what I'm saying? So for you to spend as much time here as you do, that's why now I'm like, okay, well, maybe he should be helping me because he's here more than he's there. Mm.
But you said every month you've been asking him for money. So.
Yeah. Every month when a bill is due or when the rent is due, if he doesn't offer, then I'll ask. Sometimes he has it, sometimes he doesn't.
Now, do you think you need to get yourself in a better position so you don't have to ask and expect these things?
I do, and that actually occurred since, you know, before the new year. I did start a new job making a couple more dollars an hour, so I pretty much was trying to catch up because between November and December, I was between jobs, and I was also trying to save to get my car back. My car was broke for 6 damn months.
What? Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just didn't have it.
I mean,
I lost 15 pounds just walking to and from work, going to get something to eat from work. Yeah, not having my car, I lost 15 freaking pounds.
That's great.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I needed great. To do that, but yeah. But yeah, you know.
Does he have a car?
No. He did. When we met, he did.
And his car broke, too.
No, more like got taken.
I just think it's a situation where both of y'all just need to get yourselves together. I can't really put a lot of blame on him, and I can't put a lot
Do you got your car back, Renee?
I do. I got my car back last month.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. he's still carless? Is he still carless?
He's still carless, yeah. Yep, that's one of the things he said he's doing. He's trying to save to get a car.
Is he saving?
He must be, because he giving me money all the time when I ask for it.
You let him know I got a car for sale.
Shit, like, he must be saving.
You let him know I got a car for sale.
You live with his mom, so shit, he should be balling. If I live with my mom,
God damn. Boy, I wish I was living with my mama.
I'm finna go get me a goddamn
Porsche.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Cause I got kids, so shit. But he don't got kids.
That nigga don't got no kids.
He should have money. I'm sorry, Renee.
Grown
this
daughter.
He got money in his bank account. He just not giving it to you.
Why? He's getting that poom poom for free.
This man got money in the bank. He's not giving it to you.
He is not getting it for free.
He's getting that poom poom.
He don't
poom
have
for free.
No hidden money in the bank. He's Some getting... people really are just.
Well, what is he doing with his
money?
His money?
Does he get high or something?
It got to be
not that I know
in between.
Of.
You said he don't go out, right?
Renee, listen.
No, he don't go out.
I don't know what's going on, but for some reason you act like you don't have no fucking private investigating skills. None whatsoever. None.
I know because I'm
listen
like,
to me,
girl.
Nene. As I'm talking to you, I'm looking at my girl like your ass, because I'm standing next to a goddamn private investigator. 5 stars.
Oh, yeah. Yo. I mean, I done did some investigating. I did a little investigating to make sure that it wasn't nobody else up there. Made a couple phone calls. Yeah.
Did you look up the property
I'm
taxes?
I'm talking about investigating, like trying to find his banking account information. I don't give a fuck about another bitch because that bitch could give him some money to give me.
Who care about another broad? You worried about the
I
wrong
need
shit.
Some money. I need to look to see how much money you got. Like checking your pockets when you go to sleep at night in my house.
Are you in denial or what is it? Because there's no damn way in hell. Buddy ain't getting high. His nose ain't runny when he come to your house. What is it? And you just don't want to say.
Mama. He don't have no car.
He don't have a car.
His daughter grown.
He live with his mama. His daughter is grown. He works. What kind of work does he do?
Warehouse.
Okay. Works at a warehouse. He don't get high that you know of. He don't get high that you know of.
Does he gamble?
Yeah, thank you. Damn. He said I said it. Is that nigga Tonkin or Duke? Is it Tonk? Pity Pat?
CeeLo? I know, right? Gambling?
Is he gambling?
The last thing.
See,
I
that could be
of.
A damn possibility. I know he. I know he got damn played a hell out of poker on his cell phone.
So that means he got a debit card.
He got him. Yeah, he do. There you go.
Well, he got an
app. See, her private investigating skills suck.
See, you need friends like me. Who are your friends, Renee? Call them out. Fire their ass.
Right. Matter of fact, you know what? We need to have your friends on here.
My friends been pretty much saying the same thing. I just ain't been listening to their ass.
They probably gonna be like, "We told this bitch to leave that thing alone."
Right.
Yeah, they can tell me, just like somebody told them to, but you did it anyway.
That nigga slinging some stick, or he eating a mean piece of goddamn. You say that shit, but not everybody think that way. That motherfucker probably sucking some poom poom to her forehead cave in.
Suck some poom poom and go home. That's what you can do.
That's what he doing.
Shit.
It's funny, but it's not funny.
It is, but it ain't. Like, come on, mama. Come on. Like, you know better, but you don't care.
So what you gonna do?
Not a goddamn thing.
That's the problem.
She love that nigga.
Well,
what you gonna do?
She love that nigga.
I mean, I ain't the only one. I mean, like,
we ain't talk about the other people. We only talk about you.
I ain't talk about the other people. I talk about him.
It's about you. What you want to do?
Because that nigga gonna stay at his mama house regardless, if you leave or not.
No, he gonna stay at her house.
Yeah.
He be over here a lot.
When the last time he gave you money? When the last time he offered you anything or brought anything?
He gave me $50 2 days ago.
What's that supposed to do? Is that gas money for the week?
Pretty much gas and food, gas and lunch.
What kind of lunch for $50 in gas?
I can't leave from work. So whenever I go get something to eat at work, it's always fast food. Usually SNS or churches or just whatever I want to eat that day, hibachi, whatever.
Okay, so that's for the week. Does he do it every week or he just gave it to you at one point?
He'll ask me like, do you need something or what you need or something like that. If we go to the store, I'm about to put some gas in, you know, shit like that. I mean, he do like little small things, but usually if I need help with something that costs something, then it's like, okay, no, I don't have that right now. I have it when I get paid next week, or I just had to give my mom some money last week, you know, so I can't hate on the fact that he's trying to help his mama too, being that he do stay there when he not with me. So
I can honestly say that
basically,
it don't sound
what
like
both
that
of our problems are, like you said before, that both of us probably needed to maybe get our shit together before we got in a relationship.
Yeah,
because neither one of us are making enough fucking money.
No.
It ain't going far enough.
Listen, here
I
it
probably
goes.
Make more money than he does, and I ain't making no bunch of money.
Hey, Nene. Well, I remember when I just came home from jail and I wasn't making squat. And when I tell you I wouldn't make a squat. And I got me a little two-bedroom trailer on Ferndale. I thought I was going to lose my goddamn mind. Because I had roommates that I... I had roommates that I didn't invite.
Got you.
Oh, shit.
And...
Inside laugh.
But listen to me. In that loop, that Luke bus, boy, that shit my best friend. But my best friend, but I was so, how can I say it? I wasn't ashamed. I was ashamed of my living conditions at that time that I wouldn't fuck with nobody. Like, I literally wouldn't fuck with nobody. When I would go to the Big Rock or Miller Park for the weekend to unwind, have a beer or two and something to drink, even though...
Because you know you what you had to do.
Yeah,
you had to go.
So I didn't want to complicate nothing. And I didn't want no female to see me like this until I got on my feet. But then when I got on, it was a whole nother story. And truthfully, when I got on, I became kind of bougie. Like, nah, nigga, nah,
yeah.
Bitch.
Especially at Momo's. Question.
Momo's. I remember that place.
No, it's not a question. Okay, I gotta address this too, because this is a reply that you gave in your post, Renee, and I'm gonna read it verbatim. You said, I absolutely do have feelings invested in him. That's part of the problem. I know that I'm a good woman. I know that he doesn't appreciate me the way that he should. You have to sometimes teach people how to love you. Some folks just don't have a clue. I'll give it a little while longer, and if things don't change for the better, he'll be a thing of the past. We've only been seeing each other for 7 months, so I'm trying to get to know more before I give up on him. He's working full-time now, and he's trying to purchase a home, blah, 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 and get the rest.
Do you
want to
know
now,
more? It's been seven. Maybe listen to me. And I know this shit going in one ear and out the other.
No,
it's,
it ain't.
It's been 7 months already. Mama, it ain't. What else is there to see? Listen to me.
No, this is what... I'm so
you're reading
sorry, but this is what I'm stuck on, Kev. I'm stuck on you have to sometimes teach people
how to love you. You have to teach people how to treat you. Let's not even get to the love part yet. That's my favorite saying. You've got to teach people how to treat you.
How to treat you right.
You have put all your standards and guides and boundaries aside and just let my man walk all through. When you... listen to me. I'm being for real with you, mama. You... As a man, we're only gonna do what you allow us to do. If you allow me to get away with all kind of silly shit, I'm gonna give it to you. In change for what? Why?
Yeah, repercussions.
Change for what? Like, why? Know. If I'm getting away with it now and I'm still getting the poom poom, I ain't changing for shit. And I'm going to stay at my mama's because you ain't demanding me to make a decision. Do I stay at my mom's or do I come with you? You ain't telling me if we got a future together that we need to work on us together. You ain't telling me this. You ain't telling me, hey, look, babe, do we actually going to sit down and talk about our finances, what you make, what I make, and what we can do together? Ain't none of that. 7 months? What are we playing for? Is he in his 40s too?
Yeah.
What y'all playing for? What the hell is going on? You got some other shit on the back burner?
Oh, no.
Listen to me. Because I ain't in the business of trying to deal with this chick. Hell to the fuck no.
I mean, he claimed he, you know, going to do this and going to do that. So I'm trying to see if he going to do it.
Why are you trying to see? How long you need to try? Until you see. Babe, listen to me. You're going to have to take the blinders off. And first of all, you're going to have to cut this sex shit out between the two of y'all because that shit is fucking up your vision. I'm being completely honest with you because dick and pussy is a powerful thing and people just don't understand how that shit can have you blind.
Fuck dick. I need some money.
Sheila?
What? All right.
No, you don't have to be quiet. But
I still need my hair and nails.
What you fail to realize is everybody don't see shit the same way. Every man don't see it the same way, and every woman.
Hey, I got.
And every woman don't
just
see it the same way.
Give me motherfucking money for my hair and my nails and some other fake shit that I'm.
Because me personally, I can fall off. And like we used to say back in the street day, my dick can be in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? But the last fucking place I'm going is my parents' house. I might have to kick it on somebody's couch before I return to my parents' house. It's just, listen.
No, I got to stop there. Because sometimes it's okay, but 4 years is
sometimes it's okay. And for a woman, and it's different. And when I'm speaking from a man's point of view, because it's something about a man returning home to the nest. See,
but there are some men comfortable with that because a lot of people I know still live with their moms.
And listen, that's them type of niggas. But I'm here to tell you this. There's a saying we got as men when you have kids. A lot of men want boys, but there's a lot of men who want girls. And if you ask them why, and they'd be like, because your son, when he leaves, he's gone. He might return just for a visit. But your daughters gonna always check up on daddy. Your daughters are liable to come back home to live, to take care of daddy. And that's a beautiful thing. There ain't nothing wrong for a woman to return home. But as a man, it's something men you gotta say.
You're right.
I got to figure out another way before I return home to the nest. Because when you leave your parents' house at the age of 17, 18, that's like, I'm gone. And I'm never to return for holidays, visits, for advice in the garage, in the backyard, that type of stuff. Yeah, but to come back to live, nah, never that.
Well, let me say this or ask a question, and both of you guys can answer. Do you think, like, the way we were raised, like, seeing our parents together, like me, I grew up watching my father provide for his household, and my mother was his backbone. So I learned that any man that I get with, he has to provide, and I'm his backbone. So do you think that could be a reason why? Because I'm not going to date a guy that's not able to provide for his
household. I didn't see that growing up with my parents. You know what I'm saying? I saw my mom, an immigrant to this country, bust her back and knuckles to get it. Moving down south to live with my father's mother, I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I saw my father. My father was, like I was telling my little brother, the father that we share and the father that we know two different people. My little brother, he knows our father being with his mother from day one, being a father, a deacon, retired military man. See, I know that dude too, but I've also known the dude who was, they call Peanut, Rav, that player, smooth with the ladies. And that's who I knew coming up. See, I didn't know that, but my grandmother installed some ways in me that made me want to be good to a woman. That made me,
your grandmother that you have to look.
And seeing my uncles married to their wives, and then seeing my father married to his wife for damn near 30 and 40 something years. And that's what made me like, look, man, you can have fun at a certain time in your life, and then there comes a time when you got to get serious about things. And you can't play with every damn woman. There's an old country saying, you keep picking until you're going to pick shit.
That's right.
As far as for me, were you finished, Kevin?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I want to hear from you.
As far as me, my parents were never married. But when my mom married my stepfather, I was, I think, like 18. And they were married up until, you know, she passed away 5 years ago. So I didn't see it that much from a young child. Because I was, you know, pretty much a teenager, you know, when my stepfather came along. But I did see how he provided for my mother. And so, I know the things that he tells me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really up to me, basically. You know what I mean?
Right. Because you were taught, it sounds like you were taught, it's just you.
Yeah, it's just me, Miss Emotional. Yeah, it's me.
Oh, it's me. You don't got a minute. I'm finna tell you, it's your low ass.
Yeah, it's me. Okay. I mean, like I said, my standards have definitely lowered. And I think it's because, I don't know, I just seem to have really bad luck in situations like this.
You don't got bad luck. It ain't bad luck at all, mama.
It's not bad luck.
Listen, I dated a longshoreman before I met this one. And that motherfucker was stingy. He had the money and wouldn't give it.
Listen to me.
So I didn't fuck around with him for very goddamn long.
Hey, Renee.
I think men have certain expectations as, you know, as women to do more too. Like a man want his match.
You, Renee, I'm being completely honest with you. And if you ain't gonna listen to your girlfriends, man, you listen to another man. I'm telling you.
And we're back. Thank you. We're back, y'all. Thanks for listening. I just want to say this. I really honestly don't know why women don't date. If you don't know what you want out of life right now within a man, it's okay to date. Everybody you date, it does not mean that you're sleeping with. There are some people in life that God brings to us, and they could either be a reason, season, or what was the other thing? A reason, season, or I don't know. But take advantage of that. Date. Like, don't stop putting titles on people that are not providing you what you want out of life. We are at an age where we should know exactly what we want. It ain't no playing around that or dancing around that. Look, this is what I want. This is what I expect. And I don't expect less. Because if you expect less, then that's on you. What's the saying? Fool me once, shame on
you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Fool me twice, yeah. Fool me three times. Motherfucker, you ain't getting no second time.
So, got it.
What the fuck?
And listen to me, Nene. As a man, after about 7 months, you should know it's you I want to be with.
Shit, I don't want nobody else but you.
I'm trying to get this house for me and you. I want us to rock.
That's true. That's true. That's why I said, I mean, if both people on the same page, it's nothing that can stop you. It's like you're a powerhouse. Nothing can stop
you. You got to stop turning the blind eye to the signs. This ain't for you, mama. This ain't for you.
Let me tell you something. You want to be in a relationship where people hate on you and are jealous of you, because when they hate and jealous of you, you're doing something right. So if you ain't at that point, then date.
Hallelujah.
Don't make them exclusive.
Hallelujah. And listen, because you dating, you ain't fucking. You just dating.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying?
You
don't have to fuck.
You right. Don't gotta
date.
And don't have no, and two drinks is the limit on your dates.
Man, I don't drink a bottle and you still this ain't shit. But the bill.
You know what? Hey, Nene, listen to me. Don't listen to that retarded ass on the other line over there now. Cause she ain't gonna stop till somebody put a Mickey in her goddamn drink.
You ain't get. Oh, I watch my drinks. I tell the bartender to fix them, and I watch them.
She can wind up naked with the ass sticking out the trunk of her car. Ah.
That's a fucking lie. 45 years.
That ain't happening.
But listen, I'm being for real with you, mama. Ain't nothing wrong with going out on a date. Going out on a date.
No, it's not. On several dates.
There's nothing wrong with it. Period. And you know what?
There's nothing wrong with talking to people on the phone, meeting them. And
if Buddy asked, you went out. You had some drinks with some friends. And if he's got a problem with it, then your response to him is, then why don't you take me out? He can't talk about bread, because it don't cost nothing for both of y'all to have two damn drinks and call it a wrap. You don't have to be out for 3 or 4 hours. You got a car. He don't need one.
And y'all live in Charleston. So I don't know if you was dating him during the summer, because I can't go back to 7 months. But even going on the beach is free.
Mm-hmm.
The most romantic.
Ain't nothing free about that. That shit costs gas to get to the beach.
Man, y'all about 20 miles from the freaking beach.
That ain't even the beach. Listen. A little,
that's the, I'm saying that's a free date.
I understand. The little hot $40 that they sell them poom poom for, you can go get you a nice little 2 draft beers and an appetizer and laugh and joke with somebody about something good. Come on, man. Listen, you know what you need? You need that friend that wear the nails and the weave, who materialistic, because you're going to learn something from her. She ain't putting up with this shit. She ain't putting up with the shit you putting up with.
I'm not materialistic.
Hey, man, I'm tired of your little black ass. All I'm saying,
I'm about to spit out my water.
All I'm saying, Nene, is the standards that you spoke of, you need to erase them motherfuckers and raise them shit up past your neck.
Pass, I need to go back to the old me. The old me was somebody that wouldn't date a man that didn't have any of those basic things even.
So let me see. Let me ask you this. What, as of today, this moment on forward, moving forward, what do you really, really want from, you know, from life, from a man, from yourself? Like, what do you really, really want?
Let me hear that again.
I mean, I want to be secure. I want stability. I mean, I ain't got to be in no big old house sitting on a hill, but I mean, I would like to be in a better situation that I'm in now, just because of safety.
And that you see that in Buddy?
She has to want it her.
Hold on, Sheila.
On her own.
Hold on. Nene.
I do.
You see that in Buddy.
I mean,
Nene.
I see some type of potential, you know, which is why I'm still hanging around.
Nene. Mm-mm. Nene. You need your ass whipped with a wet t-shirt. I'm being completely honest with you. You've lost your rabbit ass mind. Everything that you speak of, it ain't in him.
What's up, rabbit? Okay, Renee.
Sheila, stop that
in
shit.
In order to want stability, you gotta be stable.
Renee, you don't want what you speak of. That shit sounds good that you talk about it, but you don't want it. You damn sure don't want to walk it like you talk it. I'm gonna be honest with you, because fuck this other shit we doing. We telling you what you can do and this, that, and the third, and you keep saying and reverting back to the same shit. Like, you don't want what you speak of, baby girl, because if you did, you put that shit you got going on with Buddy on pause for a second. You need to get you a girlfriend. You need to call one of your girlfriends, and they need to give you a makeover, and you need to slide out. Leave Black Diamonds the fuck alone.
She's going to come out.
Go to Blue Note.
Because we have birthdays coming up, and she's going to hang out with
us
really? On our birthdays.
For real?
Yes. Yes.
Nene, you coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. And even if you say you barely go, if you barely go or not, here it goes. Don't go back to Black Diamonds ever again. Go to Blue.
What's wrong with that?
That's like going to Big Rock, Sheila.
I don't know what Big Rock is. Okay, never mind. Just forget that. But let me ask you, Renee. Like I said, at this moment on forward, what are your short-term goals? You got to have that to succeed.
I want to get a better job. I want to move into a better place. And eventually, I would like to have a better vehicle.
What's a better job?
A job making more money.
What's the price range an hour?
Yeah, you got to be specific.
Give me a price range.
Because when you ask God, you got to be specific.
And listen, you can be making 10 right now, and 14 and 15 can be better. So give me a price range. You gotta start somewhere.
More than 15.
Okay, I mean that's logical.
What's your background?
Caregiver.
Now, you know that I do resumes, I help people with jobs, I do credit, I do everything. So it's like no more excuses, Renee. No more excuses, because I help people all day long.
What side of town do you live on? Just give me the area. You ain't got to give me the address. Give me the area.
Dorchester, near 26.
Okay, cool. So your job you got now, how far is that away from your house?
Savannah Highway.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I got one for you, Renee. I'm going to message you. I'm going to send you the number because they're hiring at the airport.
Cool. That's cool.
Listen to me. If you cut up, don't show up, or be on some late shit.
Oh, shit. Well, you got to ask if she want to do it first.
If she wants more money, she can keep that job and work two jobs.
Mm, yeah, okay.
And if you're going to talk it, we're going to see if you're going to walk it like you talk it.
Yeah, because like I said, I do credit all day.
You don't have to leave Buddy alone. But if you spending a lot of your time working, if you got a night job and a day job, then you really gonna see who for you.
You can do it. What's that? What's that about? You don't think you can, or is it overwhelming? Because we're not only talking to you, Renee, we're talking to everyone that's listening, because there are some people, there's a lot of people that's going through what you're going
And
to.
Believe you me, Nene, it ain't, when I say you, I'm not just talking to you. She is absolutely correct. I'm talking to all our listeners that are going through the exact same thing, because there's so many people that's going through it. And they think they're the only ones, but they're not.
And I just appreciate you coming on here being real, because some people can't do
and
that.
And I take my hat up to you, because so many people are so safe messaging and talking on the book, but ain't really too many got enough who's strong enough.
Courage. Yeah, they don't have enough courage.
So I take my hat off to you, baby. That's why I'm saying I'm willing to help you. Like, when I tell you I'm willing to, I got the plug at the airport, so it, boom, you know? If you want it, it's yours.
That's why,
What are you going to say, Sheila? That's why what?
That's why it's always good to surround yourself with positive people. Like, sometimes you may think that people are being hard or harsh or whatever, but you can tell when someone's being genuine or not. You can tell. Because women have intuition, so we know.
What do y'all spider senses say about me?
Gosh. We're not gonna go there.
I just
okay, Renee, now you told me your short term goals. What are your new standards? But let's say we got some new standards. What's your new standards and what you're looking for?
I'm not even really sure. I gotta think about all of this.
This is overwhelming. Really, she needs to
very
relax.
Much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. I mean,
you definitely need to hang out and just free yourself, free your mind, and have fun. You need to put fun back in your life. That's not what you're having.
Mm-mm. No, not, absolutely not. Honestly, I got to the point where, okay, if me and him ain't gonna go nowhere, then I'll just start hanging out with my friends. I mean, he shouldn't have a problem with me going to a restaurant or going to get something to eat. And that's what I did last week. And I plan to do that again tomorrow. And any fucking chance I get, that's what I'm
going
to do.
Where you going at tomorrow?
I'm going to Breck for wings. Breck Steakhouse.
Breck Steakhouse.
Does he have a key?
No. Hell no.
Okay.
Good. I ain't that damn crazy.
just tell him to go home when you're going out. That's all.
Like, right now, he's home because where he works is not too far from where his mother's house is. So I already knew that he wasn't going to be here tonight, and I'm not sure. I know he's off tomorrow, but I'm not sure if he's coming over tomorrow or not. But Brex is over there by the new T-Mobile that used to be the old Kmart.
Oh, that place across the street.
That's it.
Oh, that sounds new to me.
They have they've been there forever.
Oh wait,
Sheila,
Brex Steakhouse. They have wings every Wednesday.
Sheila,
late night.
They've been there when you had that black Lexus.
Oh, Lord, a long time ago. I had a couple of Lexuses out there.
And last week, Sunday, me and three of my friends had went to Yokoso for restaurant week.
Yokoso's for restaurant week.
Yokoso Japanese. Behind T-Mobile that used to be Kmart.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That place stay packed.
Yeah, so...
keep doing what you're doing. Date, go out. You don't have to tell him your move. Don't ever tell him.
You and your girlfriends need to go have you some drinks at Chill and Grill on Friday night.
Oh, that's the place where you had your 40th party at, but it wouldn't call that then.
Right.
They forever changing the name of that spot.
Yeah.
Sheila, you had your 40th party there?
Yeah, but they changed management then, and then after my party, they changed management to Chill and Grill.
Okay.
And I reserved the whole building.
Wow.
I had both sides.
What?
It was special invite.
Wow. Jesus.
Because of my man back then.
Who was your man back then?
My husband. He made things happen for my 40s.
That's what's up.
But now he's like, fuck that shit. No, bitch. I did for you. Get your ass out here. Because one thing I can say about him is that when I met him, we were like equal. But then when I started having kids, I fell off a little bit. But he pushed me back up. And he was always in my ass to stay up. So I was always his equal. And even to this day, he fusses at me when I kind of slip. He'd be like, get your ass back up there.
I like that shit, that he was arguing with you to get your ass up and do something because he wanted you to be his equal. He didn't want to seem like he was trying to shine on you. He was pushing you to do better so y'all can be better.
Yeah, we was always a power team.
That's how it's supposed to happen. I guess I wasted too much time.
No, 7 months is not a lot of
time. 7 months is not a lot of time. But what you're going to do is you're going to stop giving that poom poom to 7 months. You're going to walk away from 7 months.
Don't make this a year anniversary. Please don't make it a year anniversary.
For that to happen, things would have to change drastically. I would need a reason. Right now, a reason to continue is what I'm saying. I would need to keep going.
In order for that shit to keep going,
I think you know what you need to do, Renee, and it's up to you now. The ball is in your court. So we've exhausted, like, I know I've exhausted everything I had to mention, I had to ask, but now we got to the bottom of it. You think we did, Kev? I think Renee needs to step back and get herself together, and I think he needs to just continue to do what he's been doing. He don't need to date if he's living with his mama for 4 years. He needs to find himself.
I don't even know how a man is comfortable dating if he's living with his mama. That shit should make you want to go underground and just work and stack. Matter of fact, if you living with your mama, you should be working two or three jobs where you ain't got time to date nobody. You working two or three jobs to get your money stacked up and get the hell on.
How are you gonna take a woman in there, especially a screamer? I'm a screamer. I'm gonna tell you right this now. If you take me to your mama house, she gonna hear me screaming.
he ain't doing none of that because the way the setup is, that ain't even. Yeah, I don't think he been doing all of that.
Take me to your mama house if you fucking want. I'm gonna make you get your own shit. Take me. I double dare you.
What,
say you live with your mama. Take me there.
What he gotta take you to his mama house for if he can come over to your shit on a regular and tell you when you can and cannot go?
I want to get away sometimes too. So no, you can't come here all the time. Like, at least if you're gonna be to my house all the time, let's take a trip to a hotel out of state or something. Because I'm tired of you coming to my shit. Oh, so let's go somewhere.
And Nene, listen, I forgot to tell you, one of the benefits of working at the airport, you get to fly for free. So you and a motherfucker can go to Philly for some cheesesteaks and turn right back around. A round trip ticket will cost you about $80.
Dude, she can meet somebody in Philly.
Bingo.
Let me fly to Philly to eat a cheesesteak and meet someone.
She can meet somebody here. But she blocking her blessings.
Them niggas live with their mamas there, man. I just had to say that.
Who? Where?
She's saying at home. Here.
I'm sorry. I had to say that.
You know what? Listen to me.
Sorry.
Every
guy I know either live with his mama or his girlfriend from there.
From where?
From Charleston.
Yo, you are really starting to be.
Live with her as in it was her place, and then he came along, moved in, lived with. Not something they got together.
Majority of the guys there, they either live with their mama or they live with their girlfriend or baby mama.
That's a lie.
Or they marry.
That's a lie.
Well, I'm not talking about you, Kevin. I'm talking about the boys.
That means you know every last motherfucking man that stands up and piss in this city for you to make that statement.
Not everybody, but a majority.
No, the ones you come across. That's like me saying, listen, that's like somebody here say, damn near every man in Atlanta is bisexual.
That's true. I can believe that.
Damn near on the low fucking a punk or something.
Yeah. You're right. Because that's why I don't mess with men here.
So, with that being said, is...
It's just my opinion, though. I'm sorry, y'all. It's my opinion. And, but no, I'm seriously,
and
like...
And everybody, an opinion is like an asshole. Everybody got one, but
no,
you don't
listen,
hear from.
Majority of that, everyone that I could think of right now, and every man that I could think of that lived there, either lived with his baby mama, girlfriend... Somebody cranking up big car?
That's Nene.
I was going to, but I know I had to wait.
Well, we, you know what, y'all? We gonna get out of here. We're going to let Renee
Nene
enjoy her Wednesday. Yeah.
We thank you. We truly, truly thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right. We got
that spilled all the damn beans.
Nene, we want to follow up with you, but we can't wait.
Right.
Can't wait to link up with you.
I'll see y'all. What is it? February what? February the weekend of February 5th?
Is that it?
I have a birthday dinner she's referring to. It's February 1st.
Okay.
And I'm coming to y'all city and I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. Because... And some of my friends who live with their parents or girlfriends.
This heifer.
Or their baby mama.
This heifer.
Yeah.
This bitch retarded.
Oh, Lord.
My birthday weekend is the weekend of Valentine's Day. So,
and then that's on a Friday. Renee, You know what? Don't even mention Valentine's to him. See what happens. We're going to follow up with you. We definitely going to have a follow up episode.
And he better.
Are you here for it?
He better get you a
definitely.
He better
definitely.
Get you a Valentine's basket.
We're going to have to follow up.
We definitely
in 30 to 45 days.
We're calling you back. And you better not be on the same bullshit. You better put your foot down. And you're going to tell the truth if you're still giving up the poom poom.
Lord, well, y'all, we're going to get out here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Let's talk about it, y'all. If y'all not in our Facebook group, join our Facebook group. It is called Let's Talk About It Podcast. We thank you, Renee, for joining us and talking about this, because it's not easy, but we are here for you. Now, Kevin, take him up on that offer, and if you need your credit repair, y'all hit me up. Y'all know how to reach me. If not, then I'm gonna I'm gonna leave my information if y'all need some help with credit repair, resumes, all of that type of stuff. So thank y'all. Have a good night, y'all. Thank you.
Peace.
Welcome. Peace out.